Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Weather across Israel remains mild tonight. Tel Aviv is experiencing a warm evening, while Jerusalem enjoys a cooler breeze. In Haifa, the skies are clear, making it a pleasant night for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, weekend strikes kill several Hamas operatives, including October 7th invaders, according to IDF reports from the Times of Israel earlier this hour. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that Israel's Apache deal is not off, but delays continue as NIS 15 billion issues drag on. Also this hour, I-24 News highlights Turkish President Erdogan's latest verbal attack on Israel, calling its actions murderous Zionism and likening its propaganda to Goebbels. Separately, Ynet reports that the Arab world is watching former IDF chief Eisenkot amid speculation about the end of Netanyahu's era. And finally, from JTA, a story of resilience. ELAL's wartime operations continue under threat as staff recount working through bomb threats and airstrikes. Reaction has been swift on social media. Aaron David Miller, a political analyst, shared earlier that a Wall Street Journal story highlights the arrogance of great powers underestimating their adversaries. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, posted that Hakeem Jeffries, a top Democrat in the U.S. House, condemned anti-Semitism on CNN. Gideon Saar, a former Israeli minister, announced the expulsion of Dutch representatives from a support center in Kiryat Gat due to recent Dutch legislation banning Israeli products from disputed territories. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, Israeli airstrikes over the weekend targeted Hamas operatives, including those involved in the October 7th attacks. The strikes, which occurred in Deir al-Bala, also resulted in civilian casualties, including a three-year-old child. The military's focus on high-profile targets suggests increased pressure on Hamas leadership. Turning to the Jerusalem Post's coverage, Israel's deal for Apache helicopters faces uncertainty as financial delays continue. Missed deadlines raise concerns about the impact on Israel's military capabilities. However, some sources suggest the consequences may be overstated. The deal's outcome could influence future defense collaborations. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights escalating tensions as Turkish President Erdogan launched a verbal attack on Israel, accusing it of engaging in murderous actions. Erdogan's rhetoric adds strain to already tense Turkish-Israeli relations, potentially impacting regional diplomacy. In related news from Ynet, the Arab world is closely observing Gadi Eisenkot's political rise. With strong polling and his Moroccan roots, some speculate he could challenge Netanyahu's leadership. Eisenkot's growing popularity may signal a shift in Israeli politics. Finally, JTA highlights ELLL's resilience, operating flights amid wartime threats. Despite the risk of airstrikes, the airline continues to provide crucial connectivity. This perseverance underscores the determination of Israeli businesses to maintain operations in challenging times. On the economic front, first, Rafael's CEO has expressed frustration with the state over delayed payments. He claims significant sums are owed to the company, as reported by Walla Business. Separately, Globes reports that a new political poll indicates Ofer Winter's party gains traction, but the political stalemate remains unbroken. The shifting dynamics could affect future coalition talks. And finally, C-Tech covers Pink Star Technologies, which is developing AI tools for early cancer detection. The company, in collaboration with Sheba Medical Center, aims to ease the burden on radiologists, with plans for a significant funding round. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.